Ready. So today's our special meeting of the Naga School Governing Board. All members are present. Mr. Macklin is here. Donna is not. The rest of the board is present. Item 1A for the meeting of Monday, August 5th, 2019 at 7:31. Item 1A, I'd like to call to order and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1B, adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the special meeting of Monday, August 5th.
Second.
Mr. Olmos seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Item 2, it's just discussion action, old business. We have none. So moving past that, there's nothing for us to address on now. Item 3, new business of a timely manner. Item A, which is the purpose of our special meeting. Change the calendar school year for 2019-2020 school year, with the change being adding a half day of school for students and staff on April 9th.
And that is, when I sat down with Mr. Rodriguez and we went through everything, he's very well versed on the laws and days and hours. We were fine with hours, we were short on days. We had to add a day where we were going to have contact. So by adding April 9th, that's a Thursday leading into Easter. And then to make it so that people can still get out of town early if they're going to travel over Easter, if we go a half a day, that'll work. We are good with the time frame on hours and things. We are a little close in a couple of areas. That's something we're going to look at, and we'll put together a plan so that next year we've got a little more cushion with some of that. And actually, we'll divide. You'll get some information on it, but we are looking at, we're changing the release times set this year for the lower grades, which will help us. We'll pick up an extra bit of time there each day, and part of that goes to something we talked about with scheduled, I'm still trying to get all the information, but scheduled or structured recesses when you don't have FIED. And so I'm still trying to find all of that and navigate the system and everything. So that'll be part of my process today to make sure we're up to date on that. But if we can do that, that would be great. That would give us the number of days we need to have, and as long as we don't get a lot of snow, we'll be good.
Which I don't anticipate.
I don't either.
But we do get a snow day here and there. So do you all have any discussion? Do I make a motion?
Yeah, I'm making a motion to change the school calendar for the 2019 and 2020 as discussed.
Almost motions.
All
second.
Aye.
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 There are two teachers to offer contracts to. One we've talked about, and the staff already knows about, so I hope you approve her. But she would be the second grade teacher. She will be here about the 15th of August, along with our other teacher from the Philippines. Last week and through the weekend, I interviewed three different math teachers. I can tell you the best of them that I interviewed was a lady, again, from the Philippines. We are looking at about a four-week wait. She has put in for her interview schedules and things. She is a 25-year teacher. She's a master math teacher in the Philippines. She's ranked at level 2, which is as high as you can be as a regular teacher. My recommendation there with both of them to bring in the second grade teacher who has it's either 10 or 11 years. She has a BA, so that would be, we bring her in with her the 7 years that we have gone with. And then the math teacher, and her name is Susan Pinagon, I would recommend that we give her, because of all of the experience, we would give her 11 years, and she does have a master's, and that would place her at 39.9.
Now, this first one, if I may ask a question, she has how many years experience? Seven?
She's got 10 or 11. We're giving her, I offered her seven, and she is at a BA. She has started, but she doesn't have enough credits to move over in a lane and towards the master's at all. So,
and then the next one, though, if she has 11 years...
She has 25 years.
But you're giving her 11. Isn't that kind of high normally? You normally give people when they're first.
I generally give 7 years. That's just a rule of thumb. When you're looking for math, you're looking for science, and sometimes special ed are the three probably toughest to find in three areas where you really need to have somebody that's good. All of the people that interviewed. One from India and two from the Philippines all had 20 years experience. They were all master's candidates, and I felt if we went with 11 years, from looking at the past and some of the things that people have brought in, I found where you guys have brought in people at 12 or in that area, or maybe possibly a little bit more in the last few years. And so I felt like 11 was a fair offer to her to bring her expertise and to get her to move across the world. And it was still under 40,000. And we kind of had a window to keep it under, if we could keep it under 45, that was to meet what we had looked at for salaries. Speaking with Ms. Horton, and we had kind of gone through where we wanted to be to get all of these teachers in, and we had about 45,000 left in that cushion area. So we'll come in under what we could have spent if you approve this. And I do think she's a very good math teacher. From the discussions and questions that I had, and I targeted math-type questions, she had all of the answers. She's English-speaking. And again, they have a ton of math and science contests over there, and she's had national top three finishers in the national contest. So she would, said that she'd like to find a math contest and things to get our kids involved in. So I think she's got all of the things we'd look for, along with a big heart for kids. And so that's why I would recommend it at 11 years. If it were just somebody walking in a regular classroom, I would be right at the 7-year mark. But I do think to get somebody... We want the best candidate we can get.
And she would be for the junior high?
She would be junior high, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math.
She would do math and science?
She would just do math, because we have math, and then the one thing is we have an elective hour, so she would do one elective hour. But other than that, she would be full-time with the math.
Who do we have doing science, by the way?
Bruno.
Oh, right, okay. All righty. Do you have any questions?
I guess the elective hour is a possibility that we could get her to work with STEM, too, because she is a math science person.
Then do you want to, are we going to go ahead and with the same lot doing the substitute teacher approval?
I would just like to make one motion if we could and
do all of them?
All four.
Okay, okay. Why don't you tell us about the sub?
Judy Bell Crammer. Judy Bell is what she calls herself. Judy is a person who has, she's been working with kids as a psychologist and everything else for close to 45 or 50 years. She's got a ton of experience. She was working at one of the charter schools in, I want to say Mesa, the Mesa Gilbert Chandler area. And she spent most of her life in Texas, and she's come here and moved down to this area more for retirement, but she still wants to be involved, and she was an applicant for one of our open positions, but because the sub-license was all she had, and we had other people that were licensed for those, we couldn't look at that, but... seems to have pretty good working relationships with kids, has some great ideas to work with kids, and I think if you can get somebody with license and a heart like she has, and our sub list isn't overly, she does have a fingerprint card, so she's passed all that, so all that stuff ball, you know, is on the up and up. She is, she does need accessibility to get in the classroom, so we will be limited on certain classrooms for her to work in. But I think the kids would like her.
That's good. And I think he said we have our current ones from last year, so those are getting probably carried over, we hope.
Right.
And so do you want to go ahead and, since we're here, address the approval of the volunteer now? Just for we could have it as a matter of record as to what capacity she's going to be operating
right.
in.
The the request when she came in was just if we needed a volunteer for anything, she would be glad to help out. And so just to have somebody like that, I guess you never have too many. I didn't realize she was a former employee, but that gives you a little history as far as with her. But it would just be to volunteer, help out. It could be anything from, if we're doing some experiment or different things, to have an extra adult around, or, the other things we would use volunteers for, and generally we try to use parents, but like for field trips and different things like that. So if we couldn't line up parents to help with that, that would be another thing you could use a volunteer for, just to basically have another adult around. So I tried to, get a little bit of information on her, and seemed like, Miss Elias knew her and felt like she would probably be okay if we brought in to just help out, here and there.
She'll be working under another teacher. She's not going to be in any other capacity other than...
Nope.
Okay.
Just a volunteer.
I just want to make sure we have that clear.
Under a teacher, I guess we'd say teacher supervision. All volunteers should be under teacher supervision. They never are working with kids one-on-one anywhere alone. They have to be under supervision of a teacher. So.
Or they're not supposed to be.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Correct. Do you have any discussion?
No.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah. No, I'll make a motion to approve the contracts for Cherry Peckler, second grade teacher, Susan Pinongan, math teacher, Judy Bell Kramer as a substitute, and then Rita Carlos as a volunteer.
I second that motion.
Bruce seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
The next two items, we kind of ran into a little thing the past week where generally, when you have your July meeting, and of course that was my second day, so I didn't think about it. But superintendent, you need to name the superintendent to be the LEA and the signatory. And so we needed something from the bank, and Donna was on vacation, so had to get hold of Donna, have her email the bank, call the bank, and send them an okay for me to pick it up because I'm not down as a signatory yet. And then the LEA is just basically to sign off on a few different things, and we actually had I had to sign off on something on Friday, and I had to sign off as the LEA even though I'm not the LEA, because otherwise they won't process it. So by the time they get it, I'll probably be okay. But those are two things that we'll make sure are on the agenda when we do our beginning of the year stuff, so that that's taken care of. So they're two separate motions because they have to both be separate.
And I'm sure you guys are already aware, but just the signatory is just a technicality that we have to do every year whenever there's a change of personnel or something. So it's nothing, no hidden agenda there.
And I don't go in, and I'm not going to be accessing or writing checks or anything like that. It's just that if there's a question or we have to get something from the bank, now I actually can actually go there and pick it up or request it. That would be the only thing. So. That's for the signatory part.
Yeah, thank you. Would you have any further?
No.
Okay. I'd like to, on item C, I'd like to move that we make the Tim Macklin the signatory on our account as we normally do every year. So.
I'll second that.
Almost seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
And that D is the LEA. And that's just to sign off on a few things and be a contact for different government questions and things.
Alrighty. So item D, designate Tim Macklin as the LEA for Knock Elementary School District for the 2019-2020 school year. And LEA stands for?
Local Education.
Leadership.
Local Education Agency.
Agents, yeah.
Okay.
I was
going to say agent.
Oh,
but
administration.
It's agency,
yeah.
It would
be the LEA administrator, I guess.
I was trying to remember what the A was. I couldn't have, so I was bugging me. Okay, thank you. So, do we have anything further on that? No one motion?
I motion to designate Mr. Macklin at the LEA for North Elementary School for the year 2019-2020.
I'll second that.
Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
And I did have a separate one for the other one, but that can be crossed out now, and I'll move it up. Sorry about that.
Okay. Item E, approval of the substitute teacher and the volunteer. Oh, so that's the
last one. That's the one that's already included.
Okay. So we've already made the discussion, had the discussion, so I'd like to move to approve the substitute teacher and the volunteer per paperwork just a few items ago.
One second here.
Ms. Rommel seconds. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Item.
I don't have anything else. I do have one bit of information. I did get a phone call, and we may have some information on some of the different things that have been going on when they've been checking in with the IRS thing. And if we get that, we may have to have a special meeting. Otherwise, we'll include that. My preference is to include it on our August 13th meeting, and have that included there. I really would like to stay away from it. I mean, you guys have already had a couple special meetings this month, so I don't know that we need to do it that way unless it's an emergency. So as soon as I get that information, I will get it out to you guys.
Sounds good. So right now our meeting is going to be the 13th. Is that the
13th? And I don't remember the time off the top of my head, but it's
5:15. Normally, like they can get from work and so forth. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Without anything further, I'd like to move that we adjourn on item 4.
I'll second.
Mr. Almost seconds. Ayes.
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:07:51.
And so we're, yes.
All right. And we are now going to head to our office. And we have it over in the cafeteria. And hopefully